let's stay with this and let's go to Alon Amir, who's a former member of the Israeli Eurovision delegation as head of press and known as Mr. Eurovision in Israel. Alon, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me. Listen, I think we should sue everyone who say the contest was rigged because we finished 18th with the juries, but first with the televotes, and no one had said that about Norway back in 2019 when I worked with them. We finished 18th with the juries, but first with the televotes. No one said Norway rigged the contest, so why does it come up when it comes to Israel?
Yes. Your reaction, though, to the exit of Ireland, the Netherlands, Spain and Slovenia, which isn't overvoting?
I'm really sorry for the fans. I'm really sorry we came to that. We expected that. We knew from last week that we would be in the contest. The EBU said and released a statement saying that about 35 countries would take part in next year's edition. We understood that Israel would be in and 4 or 5 other countries would be out. We are seeing countries returning to Eurovision, Moldova, Romania, Bulgaria. I think the EBU is working very hard to have 2 semifinals. And I believe Canada will be joining the contest this year.
RTE said that they felt Ireland's participation remained unconscionable given the appalling loss of lives in Gaza. RTV in Slovenia said the public had demanded that we say no to the participation of any country that attacks another country. Dutch broadcaster Avril Tros said that participation under the current circumstances is incompatible with the public values that are essential
me.
To us.
The hypocrisy shocks me. No one said anything 20 years ago when the UK invaded Iraq and about 500,000 people were killed. Nobody accused them of genocide.
Russia and Belarus were asked to withdraw asked to leave a number of years ago.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. They were banned from Eurovision because the news department of the broadcaster was not independent and could not criticize the government, which is a key element of being a member of the EBU.
And Alan, this isn't unusual. Next year's hosts, for example, Austria, withdrew from the 1969 contest in Spain over opposition to Franco's regime. This isn't unusual.
I'm saying countries are allowed to take a year off. We're very sad it's happening. It's their prerogative. That's fine. You know, okay, it's your decision.
And how is this news being received in Israel?
Nobody really cares. You know, we're happy that we're in the contest. We're sad to see countries withdrawing. It's your decision if you want to act like that. The contest is a competition between the broadcasters, not the countries. We have to, there's a big difference. What's happening in Gaza, you know, it's okay to criticize the Israeli government. We do that all the time. The vast majority of Israelis do not want Netanyahu. We don't want this Israeli government. It's fine to criticize the government, but Eurovision is a different thing. It's the broadcaster, not the country. We need to separate between the two things.
Will Ireland be missed?
Listen, you haven't sent a decent song in 25 years. Come on, take a year off, think about it, and return stronger and hopefully be in the top 5 for a change. You know, we miss the good Irish songs.
I know you've used that expression, take a year off, a few times, but as we were speaking to Matthew Joyce there, it's hard to see a way back for these countries, given the reasons that they have said that they're not taking part this year.
Well, Slovenia, we see that the countries that are withdrawing, it's aligned with the statement of the governments. So let's think about that for a second. It's the Irish government and the president and the Slovenian and the Spanish one. I think the Spanish prime minister even he's sorry they don't have nuclear missiles to threaten Israel, which that's a threat. But fine, you know, take a year off, think about it. The contest will be different.
Alon Amir, former member of the Israeli Eurovision delegation as head of press. Thank you very much for speaking with us. It's 8:25.